إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رب هذه دعوة تامة وصلت القائمة آتي محمد الفضيلة والوسيلة وبعث المقام محمد الرحمن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له واشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين واشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون وقال سيدنا مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أصدق حديث كتاب الله وخير هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأن شر أمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة بالنار أما بعد فيقول الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. My brothers and sisters, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is the wali of those who believe. And we bear witness that there's no God except Allah and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam. And we ask Allah for his help and for his forgiveness. Everything returns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ilayhi yarja al-amru kullu. Everything can go back to him. Everything goes back to him. It's all about him. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that verily the most truthful of discourse is the book of Allah, and the best type of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the most evil of affairs are the innovated matters in religion. Every innovated matter is a deviation, and every deviation leads to that which is astray, and everything that leads to that which is astray will lead to the fire. Amma ba'd, fayaqul Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. My brothers and sisters in Islam, my first advice is to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fa'ina khirid zad al-taqwa. Taqwa covers so many things. So many things come from taqwa. Allah says, "Ittaqullah yu'allimukumullah." Have taqwa of Allah, Allah teaches you. He says, "Wa man yattaqillaha yaj'al lahu makhraja wa yarzuquhu min haythu la yahtasib." Whoever has taqwa of Allah, he makes an opening for him, and he gives him sustenance from where he would never imagine. Now, the thing about this month that's upon us right now, which is what I want to talk about. First of all, I want to welcome the month of Ramadan coming in. I want us to be on the receiving month. It's be on the receiving end of the month, like we're catching a pass. Like we planned, you know, in the most important game of our life, and they get ready to throw the pass. And you got to just be prepared. You have to be looking for it. You have to make the right moves. So that when it comes, you meet it with istiqbal tayyib. Here I go, Allah. Ramadan's coming. I'm ready. I'm ready to do it. Because Ramadan is the month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us, irrespective of what might have been on through that year. You might have had a good year, you might have had a medium year, you might have had a bad year, you might have had a rough year. You might have had an up and down year. You might have been playing with your deen during that year. You might have been real serious that year. You might have had some great major accomplishments. There's great major accomplishments during that year. You may have some failures during that year, but no matter what, Ramadan, its purpose, and this is what I want you to focus on, the maqsad here about Ramadan. why we fast. Why the month? Why is such a blessed month from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why is such a gift to the person who saw Ramadan? Waqama Ramadan. What does Allah say? So that the way that there's no confusion about why we're fasting, what the fast is about, what our objective is, what we're trying to seek in it, because you're supposed to go into Ramadan like you're going to a supermarket. Suq al-Muttajir. Rabiha fihi man rabih. Khasira fihi man khasir. It's the marketplace for the businessman. You're supposed to go to Ramadan. Ramadan is like the big caravan. Allah says, no matter what happens, okay, this happened, that happened, this happened, this happened, but I'm sending you Ramadan. That's why he says, Kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum lam lita'aleel lam for, this is the purpose, la'allakum tattaqun. So that you will have taqwa. Now let's get this clear from the very beginning. Because one of the most important things about Ramadan is ikhlas lillahi ta'ala. It's done sincerely for Allah. Every other consideration is removed. Every other, for this person, are we doing Ramadan to show you that we good Muslims, or we want you to see our Ramadan so you can think that it's, no. Ramadan is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, in the Qudsi Hadith in the Sahih, He says, Kullu amali ibn Adam lahu. Illa sawm fa innahu li wa ana ujzi bihi. He says, all of the deeds of mankind is for his own good. Lahu illa sawm, except for fasting. Now, we know that fasting is also for our own good. We know that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to fasting Ramadan, because Ramadan is different than the other ibadat. Because Ramadan is the one thing that you can't fake that joint. No shape or form. People can pray, for example. You know, people pray. Sometimes people pray to be seen. Allah says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ He says, woe to the worshippers, those who are neglectful of their prayer. And you can see when a person, you know, if you live close enough to that person, you know, dude is kind of neglecting his salawat. You know, inshallah, help him with that. But it's zahir. It's apparent. Salat come in, dude, we praying, you ain't praying. You know, it's clear. Sadaqah is the same thing. You can give sadaqah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the sake of something else. You can nullify your sadaqah, where it's not really for Allah, it's for your own self-aggrandizement. Like Allah says, oh, you believe, لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى. Oh, you believe, don't nullify your sadaqat with منني والأذى. Many is when you give sadaqah and then you keep talking about the fact that you gave the sadaqah and I gave this and I did this and I did that, that. Otherwise, when you give sadaqah but then you try to dog the person you gave the sadaqah to because you gave them the sadaqah, so you think you have the upper hand. But siyam is different. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make takhsis for this month. He says, فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أُجُزِّي بِهِ. He says, it's for me, and I reward for it accordingly. Because a person cannot fake a soul. You can't look at a, you can look at a person and see he's making hajj. What is he doing? Oh, he's making hajj. Dude, I'm making hajj. Look at me. I got on ihram. I'm making tawaf. can clearly see whether or not his knee is chalas or not. His knee is, that's between him and Allah, but you can see it. You can see a person making, what is he doing? He's making salat right now. You got to call back later because he's making salat. You can see him giving sadaqah. He's giving sadaqah right now. Mashallah, jazakallah khair, may Allah reward you, ba ba ba, ba ba ba. But you can't see a person fasting. A fasting person don't look nothing like the other person. You know, some of the Sahaba used to, when they fasted, the supererogatory fast, the fast outside of Ramadan, the extra fast, they would sprinkle water on their face and, you know, to make sure that they didn't look like they were fasting. And they would have a nice, you know, make sure the clothes were neat and things like that, so they wouldn't look like a parched person fasting in the heat of the desert sun. You can't fake fasting. I remember when I was a little boy, you know, my mother had us, you know, I thought I had to practice in the fast, and me and my, you know, sisters, and, you know, but Allah forgive me. I don't think I reached puberty yet. You know, the pen is lifted. I'm the last on three people, the one who didn't. And my mother said, "Was you fasting?" "Yeah, I was fasting." No one I had went to the store and got me some potato chips and so and so. But I wanted to, you know, "Yeah, I fasted. You sure?" "Yeah." You know? You can't do that during the month of Ramadan. There's no point in it. There's nothing to be gained from that. There's nothing to be gained from doing things other than, you know, things of ibadah for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the whole function of Ramadan is so that the believer will acquire or reacquire or regenerate, replenish, add on his taqwa. This is the gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, a lot of things go into this month so that we can receive this gift. One of the things that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, that when Ramadan comes, the doors of Jannah are open. The doors of the hellfire are closed. Now, different ulama have different takes on the meaning of that. But the general meaning is that he makes it easier for you to do the things that will lead you to Jannah. And he makes it difficult for you to do the things that lead you to the hellfire if you're observing the fast. It's a protection. Siyam has so many benefits. Some are mazkur and some are ghair mazkur. Some are mentioned, some aren't mentioned. So many benefits of Ramadan. Even the Prophet ﷺ, when he would, you know, encourage the men to get a wife, he said, "Man istata'a minkum al-ba'a fatazawwaj. Fa innahu aghattu lil-basari wa ahsanu lil-farj." Whoever you is able to maintain a home, he should get married, because it's a shield covering for his eyes and it's a shield for his chastity. He said, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَعَلَيْهِ بِسَوْمٍ فَإِنَّهُ لَهُ وِجَاءٌ. He says, but whoever can't, then he should fast, because that'll hold him. That's just one of the benefits. So the most important thing, brothers and sisters, in meeting this month is to meet the month with iman, with faith. Ihtisab. Ihtisab is, Allah, I'm coming in this thing right now to get the reward. Yeah, that's what I want, Allah. Yeah, that's what I want. Yeah, that's what I'm looking to get. That's your niyyah. That's your intention. Going in, the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, "Man sama Ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban ghufir lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." Whoever fasts Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, imanan. Imanan means you're fasting in faith. You believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You believe in the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. You believe in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the Sa'imun. The Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, he mentioned also in a hadith. He said, "Inna fi jannati babun yuqalu lahu ar-rayyan." La yadkhuluhu illa as-sa'imun. He says, in Jannah, there is a door. I'm going to tell you how deep this thing with the sa'imun. He says, verily in Jannah, there is a door. Its name is Ar-Rayyan. The only people that go in that door are the people of fasting, or the sa'imun. And when they go in, and when the last one go in, the door closed, and nobody never come out. Because the reward for fasting is a reward that's never mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with no specificity. When Allah says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أُجُرُهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Verily, the sabirun, and most of the ulama of tafsir say, this is the sa'imun, those who are fasting. He said, they will be given their reward without measure. So when you go in, you won't get what you want. You won't get what you seek. إِنَّمَا عَمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُولِ مْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. Verily, deeds are reckoned by intention, and every soul shall get for what they intended. That's why it's important, brothers and sisters, when the month comes, as the month is coming in, if you guys say ready, set, go, you know, the sunnah is the Prophet ﷺ would do extra fast during the previous month of Sha'ban. That was the sunnah. But you going in looking to get whatever reward that Allah has in store for you. Because he's tying up the shayateen. Another sound hadith that during that month, the shayateen, the demons, are tied up. And ulama differ about the, you know, what the meaning of that. That generally means that most of the roughneck shayateen that be messing with your life throughout the month, if you fast the month of Ramadan, if you observe it, Allah will put them in check for you. The ones that's in your house right now causes a bunch of problems between you and your wife, you and your children, brother to brother. This brother got this issue. Them little roughneck Jones. Roughneck demons. I don't believe that. Allah will curtail them for you. But this is all these things happening for the singular objective that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions when he said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. O you who believe, fasting is prescribed for you, like it was prescribed on those that came before you, so that you can have taqwa. And that is the purpose of Siyam Ramadan. I know that people like to use Ramadan for da'wah, use Ramadan to have open houses at the masajid, so people can come and see that we fasting. And all this other nonsense, I have to call it nonsense, brothers and sisters, because this stuff affects our fast. If there's any time of the year where you want to just cut everything out and you want to make something, listen, man, I ain't got time. I ain't trying to show you I'm fasting. I don't care what you think. You can't reward me for my fast. Somebody else watching you fast does nothing for you. It does nothing absolutely except comes very close, if not to ruining your fast. Because you have to explain to Allah, Allah, yeah, I hadn't watched my fast. So, no, if you want to invite somebody to Islam, invite them to Islam. You want to like, hey, dude, listen, let it among Rasulullah, all right? Get it or not. Which is another story. But don't spoil your Ramadan. Ramadan is not about politics. It's not about public relations. It's not about money. Ramadan is something that's exclusively for the believer to get us out our jams, to regain what we may have lost of taqwa, or to get more taqwa. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wanted to, He could say, yeah, I prescribed Ramadan for you like those that came before you so that you can give da'wah to the non-believer, and you can do so-and-so, so-and-so, and you can do this and that, and you can have this, and He could have said all that. But He didn't. Because Ramadan is a special month to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that the stench that comes from the mouth of the person who's fasting, it's atyab, it's more pleasing to Allah than rihi misk, than the scent of musk. And you know Allah like musk, because He uses musk. Like Allah mentions in another verse in Quran, يَسْتَعْنُ مَا رَحِيكَ الْمَخْتُومِ خِتَامُهُ مِسْكٌ. So you know Allah liking some musk. But He's saying, listen, when you fast for my sake, not for nobody else's sake, you can't consider nobody when you fasting, brothers and sisters. You can't consider no one. None. Not your mother, not the father, not your neighbor, not your job. Dude, I'm fasting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Case closed. After Ramadan over, we'll do an open house, maybe. But I ain't gonna bring you in on my siyam and my iftar. Because then you partner somebody. You partner in them. You're saying, well, we have an iftar, but dress nice because we have a whole bunch of guests coming in. Eat it, just make the dua because you let them see you making the dua. Brothers and sisters, that's shirk. It's shirk al-asgar. It's a small shirk. Ramadan, the siyam of Ramadan, and the ikhlas of fasting Ramadan for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the purposes of Ramadan is to remove from our lives shirk al-asgar. Y'all know I'm not no big ideologue. Because our aqidah is simple. But the Prophet ﷺ, he said, أخوف ما أخاف عليكم الشرك الأصغر. He said, the thing that I fear the most that's going to affect you is الشرك الأصغر. Minor polytheism. And he said, what is that, Ya Rasulullah? Like, break that down for us. He said, Ar-riya, ostentation. Ostentation is when you practice your Islam. Okay, we practice in Islam. What are we doing? You know, nobody's perfect. We all trying to strive. You know, alhamdulillah. But ostentation is when you bring other people's consideration, other consideration into your ibadah. Now listen, you can bring other people's consideration into a whole lot of things. You know, why are you cutting the grass on their side? Because, you know, because my next door neighbor is, you know, she's elderly. I'm considering her health. There's nothing wrong with that. That's not ibadah. It's amal khair, but it's not ibadah. It's not ibadah. It's not technical ibadah. But siyam is ibadah. Salat is ibadah. Zakat is ibadah. You don't mess with your ibadah. You have to guard over your ibadah, man, like it's your life. Because it is our life. That's what Allah says in the Quran. قُلْ إِنِّ الصَّلَاتِ وَنُسُكِي وَمَهْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say that verily, my prayer and my sacrifice. Here talking about sacrifice that you do in the process of worship. And my life and my death are all for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمِلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Whoever from amongst you wants to have a good meeting with his Lord, then he should do righteous deeds and do not and not associate anyone in the worship of his Lord. And now, from a perspective as, you know, an imam, I know very little. But what I notice a lot, with a lot of people, and probably with myself, I probably can't notice it. I notice that a lot of people in the practice of their deen, is always other considerations. I hear so many people, well, I ain't come to the masjid because, what? Yeah, because brother this, brother that, sister that, sister that. I can't do that. Because why? Because this, that. Or let's show them. Because this, now these are all areas that are crucial to the heart of the Muslim people. Some of the problems we have, individually and collectively, it's because of public relations Islam. Trying to you're dealing with Rabbul Alameen here. That's the whole thing. I don't care how smart, how intellectual we are, how much education we have, how many PhDs we have, how many degrees, how many books we write. I don't care. You're dealing with Allah. And when you're dealing with Allah, He knows the seen and the unseen. So you can't even approach Him with an unseen pattern. Whether it's fasting or anything else. But fasting is the one opportunity that the Muslim has to go into the month and to come out clean without sin. Because the word of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, Man sama Ramadana imanan, with faith, wahtisaban. Wahtisab means that why are you fasting, Jew? I'm fasting. I'm trying to get paid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I'm going to fast. Maybe I might lose a couple of pounds. we fasted so we can feel the what do they say now? So we know how it feels to be hungry. Man, that ain't, listen, people who hungry, because I hear this stuff like that. Yeah, Muslims fast so we can understand what is starving. No, you don't understand, because when you fast, you know you're going to eat. At sundown. Starving person though, just I don't know when I'm gonna eat, dude. I'm just saying that just belittles the poor in the name of public relations. This is one of the ways. How Shaitan, see, listen. Shaitan, you know Shaitan your enemy, right? I don't have to remind anybody. Allah says, "Inna shaytan lakum adu, fatakhidhuhu aduwa." Really, shaytan is an enemy for you. Take him therefore as an enemy. Inna ma yad'u hizbahu liyakuna min ashab as-sa'ir. He's only inviting his party to be of the companions of the fire. Shaytan is your enemy. Now, let me tell you something about how he works. Okay? He doesn't really expect that a person who knows La ilaha illallah is going to just go out and get an idol, get a statue, and just start bowing down. He don't think, he's like, nah, they ain't going to do it. They know better than that. So he don't come to us with that. He He's not going to come and say, listen, man, this statue is God. No, because we know better than that. Even in American, Judeo-Christian history, culture is it's above that. But he goes for your intention. He goes with, see, taqwa exists in the heart. The Prophet, some say, ataqwa hahuna, ataqwa hahuna, ataqwa hahuna. And he pointed to his chest three times. Taqwa is in the heart. It ain't nowhere else. It's in the heart. Allah knows if you got it or not. The more you have of it, the more honored you are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. The most honored of you to Allah is the one that has the most taqwa. This is Quranic science we're talking about. This is the qawaid of deen. No one knows you have it except Allah. He knows it. He will assess it based upon what's in your heart. John Doe can't assess. He can't make you have it. They can't verify it for you. Somebody can't watch you fast and say, yeah, I was watching them fast. They got taqwa. It's certified. I've seen it. No. But what Shaitan wants you to do, he wants you to do things, whether it's fasting, whether it's prayer, whether it's sadaqah, whether it's volunteer work, whether it's helping the poor in the neighborhood, whether it's coaching Little League baseball, whatever you're doing, that you thinking, I want to do this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I know if I do it for his sake, then he only rewards deeds that's done for his sake. Can we tell you something about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He's jealous. He don't want nobody's name or no amal that's his. He's like, all right, sorry. He does not and will not accept partnership. He won't. He'll never do that. Everything that's going to be for Allah, it has to have, this is mukhlis Allah, khalis Allah. Allah, this is for you. This is for your sake, Allah. My prayer is for you. My sadaqah is for you. My striving is for you, Allah. If it's for you, and plus, you know, we can see if we can get some public relations value for it too. Allah, no, Allah does not accept that. So the shaitan, more than anything, what he wants to do is he wants to corrupt your intention. And he will slick about it. That's why the Prophet said, أَخْوَفْ مَا أُخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَشْرِكُ الْأَصْغَرُ. The thing that I fear the most for you is the obscure shirk, the obscure polytheism. Another hadith, he said, it's like a black dot on a black bull in the black of night, meaning it's hard to detect. So Ramadan, here's how deep this thing is, brothers and sisters. I don't even have time to explain it all, but I'm going to break this down to you. Here's how deep Ramadan is. Okay? Everything else that we do, people can see it. They can actually see it. They can see you, you know, the motions of praying, of fasting, spending. They can see you. They can see you. Oh, dude, I was there. I was collecting the zakat and I saw him give $100. I've seen it. They can see you make hajj. They can even see you bear witness. La ilaha illallah says, I saw him. I heard him. Bear witness. La ilaha illallah. But fasting, because fasting is different from the other deeds, in that the other deeds are proactive deeds. It's an active forward motion amal. The foundation of fasting is imsak. It's holding back. Everything else is what you do. Fasting is what you don't do. People can't see what you don't do. They can see what you do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala insulates the person who's fasting, so it's difficult for anybody to come into it to try to corrupt it, because they can't even tell whether you're doing it or not. There's nothing you can do to show off to him. Because if you're not eating for the sake of Allah, you're not drinking for the sake of Allah, nobody knows it except Allah. They don't know if you drunk 5 minutes before that, 10 minutes ago, if you just had lunch and you came to the masjid, talk about you fasting. Nobody knows that. He does that as a rahmah, as a mercy, and as a gift to the believer. And it only comes around once a year. So brothers and sisters, my advice is to meet this month like you mean it. Because the only reward that coming out on the other side, like the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, man sama ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban ghufir lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi, whoever fasts the month of Ramadan in faith and seeking the reward, his previous sins are forgiven. And who don't want that? And this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the Muslims for our benefit. He's like saying, listen, okay, I know things is tough, it's not that. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you the month of Ramadan. I'm going to lock up some shayateen. I'm going to open some doors of Jannah. I'm going to close the door of the hellfire to give you a chance to have taqwa. But the condition is it has to be solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'ir al-muslimina min kulli dhanbin mustaghfirun. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Brothers and sisters, Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, O you who believe, اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. He says, O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah to the degree that's warranted, and don't die unless you die in a state of submission. The only other thing I want to add in this short time about Ramadan, because we're going to be talking about Ramadan, as is our usually do during the month of Ramadan. But brothers and sisters, I urge you to take every advantage of this month. Meet it like you ready, set, go. Okay, well, okay. Everybody can't do everything, but you do more good deeds during Ramadan. You observe the fast. You honor your parents, you honor the neighbors, you honor your guests. You give sadaqah. You say good words. Watch what you say. The Prophet said, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلَ بِي فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ فِي أَنْ يَدَعَ طَعَامَهُ وَالشَّرَابَهُ. He says, whoever does not stay away from قول الزور, false talk, in acting according to false talk, to vain talk, to bad talk. Qawl az-zur is one of the kaba'ir, one of the major sins. It's like talking nonsense. What are you talking? He's talking some qawl az-zur. Allah says, اِجْتَنِبُ الرِّجْسَ مِنَ الْأَوْثَانِ وَاجْتَنِبُ الْقَوْلَ الزُّورِ حُنَفَاءُ لِلَّهِ غَيْرِ مُشْرِكِينَ بِهِ. He says, stay away from the uncleanliness of idols, and stay away from the false talk, from qawl az-zur or shahadat az-zur, false witness. Prophet says that whoever does not stay away from that during the month of Ramadan and acting according to it, then he doesn't know, the law doesn't have any need for him to not eat or not drink. But I guarantee you, if you meet Ramadan with faith and preparation, seeking the reward, and that's how you go in, inshallah ta'ala, I can't guarantee, but inshallah ta'ala, you come out forgiven. And you come out feeling different. And you come out enlightened. And a lot of the problems that we have in our lives, they are alleviated through Ramadan out of mercy and blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Rabbana ighfir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minati al ahya'i minna wal amwat wa alif bayna qulubina waj'al fi qulubina al iman wal hikma bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل وإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعل لكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله عظيما يذكركم ولا ذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيم الصلاة رحمكم الله.
الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة, حي على الفلاح, قد قامت الصلاة, قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر, الله أكبر, لا إله إلا الله.
Estaqimu yarhamakum wa thabakum Allah wa sawsafufukum. Brothers and sisters, make sure that your lines are connected, that everybody's straight, line straight and connected, inshallah. Sisters too in the back. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين, الرحمن الرحيم, مالك يوم الدين, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, اهدنا صراط المستقيم, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والسماء والطارق, وما أدراك ما الطارق, النجم الثاقب, إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ, فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق, خلق من ماء دافق, يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب, إنه على وجعه لقادر, يوم تبلى السرائر, فما لهم من قوة ولا ناصر, والسماء ذات الرجع والأرض ذات الصدع, إنه لقول فصل, وما هو بالهزل, إنهم يكيدون كيدا وأكيد كيدا, فمهل الكافرين أمهلهم رويدا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله